So Danny, sixth place for you in the end in that semi-final, experience more than anything else then?
Oh yeah, taking that experience from the indoors, hopefully putting it to good use, learning what we did and bring it through the outdoors.
In terms of the race itself, it was always going to be quite fast because you'd athletes trying to get in as the sole fastest loser.
Yeah, with two automatic qualifiers from each heat and then one fastest loser, it's not easy. So we knew that we needed to run 3:41.3, or we had to kind of estimate ourselves. But I don't think any of us really were willing to go for it. But I think we were all going for the automatic qualifier instead of the fastest loser.
It was a real high bar that was set. Top two, that's it.
Yeah, but then you've got, if you don't do that, they've got heat, semis and a final. And especially if you run 1500, the 8 guys are going to find it hard. So I'd say if I made a semi, it would be great. But then if you had a final the day after, there may be a few nasty words from the people who have got heavy legs. But it is, it's tough, but it's European level. It's going to be tough no matter what. If it was four to go through, it's still going to be tough.
Outdoor target then for the year?
The one outdoor target is maybe, well, it's definitely sub 4 mile. Again, the world outdoors is 3:35, so unless I'm taking yards off my PB, I don't think that's a realistic game. There's no point getting demotivated, so just run fast. You know, if there's no major champs, just get the PBs down, maybe try a different event, you know, maybe step it up the 5K or step back down to 800 and try and reevaluate all my PBs and just get the new board here.